Ani, bonjour, sego, segole, anishna, skenagoga. Greetings to all our listeners at Smoke Signals. You are listening to Smoke Signals, a First Nations radio program here at Radio Western, CHRW 94.7 FM, changing the face of radio. And we are heard every Saturday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And you just heard Dr. Ahab Spence, who we featured last week on Smoke Signals. And that was Dr. Ahab Spence's message to the Smoke Signals listeners. And that was your message to take with you and to share. It's a very timely message in regards to education and taking control of education, getting back that equality of education that all society wants to see, wants to strive towards. And my name is Dan Smoke, and today I'm in the studio with my co-hostess Mary Lou Smoke and our producers John Turner and Hal Gilpin. Hi, Hal. Hi, John. Hi, Mary Lou.
Season's greetings, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Mary Lou. Hello, Hal.
Hi, John.
Bonjour. So last night we had a really great festive time to try to bring in this festive season. We were graciously John's house was opened up to us, the CASNIP chapter, the Canadian Alliance in Solidarity with Native People, and we had a pizza party last night at John's place. It was really fun, lots of fun.
Just like our ancestors did.
Yeah, they love pizza. Yeah, we had all kinds of pizza. Everybody seemed to like it. All the kids liked it, and there were a lot of people there. Hugh and Heather didn't show up. They thought they were going to, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Hugh, I'm talking about Hugh Dickey, and we keep trying him to get on the program too, but he hasn't showed up here either. Maybe he doesn't know the way. We'll have to draw him a map.
Yeah, so, but yeah, there was really good fellowship. Lots of good social time was had by all, and we revisited one another. Sometimes we don't get enough time to do that, you know, in the course of our weekly schedules, and we should take the time to just be able to sit down and socialize and eat together and have fun, you know, just let loose and have a good time. So this week here at Smoke Signals, we're going to try to have our listeners reap some of the wisdom and knowledge that some of our elders have to share with us. And some of the elders that we're going to be hearing from was, as you already heard, Dr. Ahab Spence. We're also going to hear from Art Solomon, who is an Ojibwe elder from Noble, up near Parry Sound, between Parry Sound and Sudbury. We're also going to be hearing from Judy and Betty Pamp from Michigan. And we're also going to be hearing some of the transcripted verse that Thomas Binyanka shared with people prior to his address at the United Nations General Assembly on December the 10th, which would have been last Thursday. There he was to address the United Nations regarding the Year of Indigenous Peoples. As everyone knows, 1993 is the Year of Indigenous Peoples, and Thomas Binyanka wished to open up the assembly with a message of the Hopi prophecy and to sensitize all the countries of the world that this prophecy is indeed coming true, and in many respects, now is the time to take action so that the actual prophecy, as the Hopi prophecy states, in the end there will be a purification. And I have talked with many elders, Art Solomon, Joe Couture, you know, people who have often talked about this purification that may take place in the near, not too distant future, if mankind does not start to change and heal our Mother Earth. because of the state that we have put her in, the destruction that we have wreaked upon her. If we don't, you know, we are so near to destroying her that we have to see it and bring it out from within ourselves, the power to heal her. And this is one of the messages that Art Solomon will be sharing with us. And we'll also be reading a little bit about what Thomas Banyanka had to say. The talk that he gave was actually given at the in San Francisco, California. And it was there that he had some comments on what he was going to say at the United Nations. But December 10th were the opening ceremonies of the United Nations International Year of Indigenous Peoples. There were two speakers from the Indigenous Sovereign Nations in the United States, Thomas Banyanka of the Hopi Nation and Orrin Lyons of the Onondaga Nation of the Iroquois Confederacy. Thomas Banyanka is a speaker for the Hopi elders. He has been requesting that the Hopi prophecies be heard by the General Assembly since 1948. Tomorrow isn't, or December the 10th, isn't the answer to his request, but perhaps it is a step towards it. He feels honored that the elders of the Hopi Nation have agreed to send him to address the assembly. In a part of the prophecies, it is said that all the races of men must work together in order to heal Mother Earth. Now, Orrin Lyons, a chief of the Onondaga Nation, has said, quote, "In our way of life, with every decision we make, we always keep in mind the seventh generations to come. When we walk upon Mother Earth, we always plant our feet carefully because we know that the faces of our future generations are looking up at us from beneath the ground. We never forget them." Unquote. There are people from every part of the world speaking before the assembly on December the 10th. And we here at Smoke Signals are hoping that we can get a report of what was said. It is time for the United Nations to include all the nations of the world. Perhaps the International Year of Indigenous Peoples will bring this about. And we also will share with our listeners something about some of the wisdom and knowledge that Orrin Lyons has to share as well from the Onondaga Nation of the Iroquois Confederacy. But now we are going to take a music break and listen to Beaver Chief. Beaver Chief comes from the Lummi Nation on the West Coast, and he is in a long line of traditional people and singers. And the song he's going to share with us is the Cedar Tree Song. Cedar is one of the four sacred medicines, the other medicines being the first one was tobacco, sweetgrass, cedar, and sage. These are the four medicines that Native people use to pray, to purify, to cleanse. And this album that Beaver Chief has of which there are two, this album is called Healing Spirit of the Sacred Water.
I'm also Beaver Chief. As Beaver Chief, I'm Northwest Coast Native American. From here, I'm from Lummi Island and also from Vancouver Island in Canada. These songs that I'm going to share are from our family. They're family songs. I'm sharing them with you so that you can also learn them and sing them. The medicine that we practice in the Northwest Coast is called Sisiwis. Sisiwis is a medicine that we practice. Translation is the sacred breath of the earth. The sacred breath of the earth. The first song that I'd like to share with you is the Cedar Tree Song. The Cedar Tree Song comes from my great-grandfather. His name was Frank Hilaire. His Indian name was Hichalach. He's from West Saanich. He passed this song down to his son, Joe Hilaire, who in 1953 translated it into English. and put it on a children's record for children, because children understand that the cedar trees dance for you. The cedar trees are your friends. The cedar trees are part of you. So I'd like to share this song, the Cedar Tree Song.